You were in your career a general surgeon, but you also were an administrator. Not every doctor moves into those areas. You felt good about that and enjoyed both sides to this profession?
Well, again, going back to our original thought that we wanted to influence the growth and development of an institution, which we did at St. Francis. Not only me, but my group. They were, at one time or another, all presidents of the staff. We were all involved, but I probably a little more than others. In my position as the chairman of the executive committee of the board, I kind of dealt with the growth and development of the institution and programs as we developed programs. And then when one of the administrators left, long after Blondine and Lloyd Verrett had gone.
And again, we're talking about at St. Francis.
Sister Blondine and Lloyd Verrett, yeah. Well, I had run a surgical program at Hillcrest early in my career for 5 years because they didn't have anybody to run the program. So I'd had some teaching administrative program development there. But at St. Francis, I was allowed, blessedly, I think, to kind of help manage things. So when one of the administrators was fired, I was asked to run the hospital on an interim basis for a year or so. I was about at retirement time anyway. I was 71 or 2. And I was thinking of quitting surgery the following year. But at any rate, I did that. And then while they were waiting for a real administrator, they got a guy that came in, and then I became his VP for medical affairs for another couple of years. By that time, it was time to quit, so I quit.
How long can a general surgeon continue to practice? When do they begin losing their skills?
Depends on if you're a DeBakey who can command and demand everything. He was so powerful. DeBakey operated until he was 90. Now, do I recommend that? No. At St. Francis, we developed a rule that after 75, that you could not admit patients to the hospital. So I would have had to quit operating at 75. I actually quit operating at not quite 72.
Why did you?
The July before December of 72, I took over as the interim administrator of St. Francis, CEO. I continued to try to operate some, but I couldn't.
Yeah.
So at the end of 96, I just quit operating.
Here we are in 2010. The state of hospitals today, how do you see their future? And what would ever happen to St. Francis? Where do you see that institution going?
There's been a sea change already in the Tulsa hospitals in that each of the hospitals has developed primary care bases. They have like the Warren Clinic and the Omni Clinic at St. John's and the Parkside Clinic at Hillcrest, where they have a whole group of primary care doctors, internists, medic, pediatricians that sort of feed the system. The specialists, little by little, are being sort of taken over by hospitals. For instance, the heart surgeons now are all salaried guys at each hospital. St. Francis is recruiting general surgeons into the Warren Clinic. They're recruiting urologists into the Warren Clinic, orthopedists into the Warren Clinic. They're doing the same thing at the other institutions. So that ultimately doctors and hospitals are going to be married one way or the other, for better or for worse. They are already in the major clinics, like the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic, this type of thing. They're already married. They're all salaried doctors. Now, whether they're part owners or not, I don't know. Ultimately, I think the system of medical care that's going to be delivered is going to be delivered into this kind of setting. The one thing that's holding out at the moment are the niche hospitals like the Tulsa Spine Hospital, Oklahoma Surgical Hospital, that type of thing.
Specialty hospitals.
They're specialty hospitals. Now, they will hold out until the government says no.
What do you mean when you say they'll hold out?
Well, they're holding out right now. You know, they have to be paid by Medicare. They have to be paid by Blue Cross Blue Shield. They have to be paid by community care. Community care already shuts them out because they are owned by St. John St. Francis. So that whether the niche hospitals are going to survive the legislative process, and because they don't conform perhaps to not just our current law, But those laws will be changing, and the regulations that are being proposed that go along with the law may or may not shut them out, basically, and funnel them all into the big institutions. I don't know that. It's a sort of an aberration right now based on doctors wanting to control the institutions. The doctors basically control Oklahoma Surgical. They control and own it. Whether that will ultimately pass muster with whatever type of laws come down and whether it goes to purely governmental-run medicine or not, I don't know.
Bill Warren told me he thought maybe hospitals would become like public utilities, like PSO and that type of thing. I think he envisioned maybe what they would be focusing on is a clinic and maybe a children's hospital.
I'm not sure he's wrong. One of the problems that we have right now is we're running into a huge doctor shortage, a doctor and nurse shortage, not just doctors, nurses. We're either going to develop other ways of delivering some kind of care or not. In dealing with what we do now, like I'm on committees at the American College of Surgeons and stuff, in terms of manpower, general surgeons, like I practiced forever, are practically becoming a thing of the past because they're going into specialties in general surgery, like not only hearts and chest. 4 out of 5 of the general surgery residents right now go off into another field. They'll either go into doing nothing but thyroids or something that deals with lifestyle issues. We're dealing with generational issues in terms of work hours. I call them lifestyle issues. They're sort of a code word. I'm not going to work as long and hard as you guys did. You don't find many young guys that are going to do the night work that we did. They just don't. They're not either better or worse. They're just different. We thought that was a part of the initiation fee, you know? And it's not true anymore.